Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Seeking the Kingdom. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Verse 10, according to the grace of God which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I laid the foundation, another builds thereon. Let every man take heed how he builds thereon. Is work involved in building?
Yes.
Let every man take heed how he builds. Keep going. We need to get the rest of this. Other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. If you build on anything other than Him, when the storm hits, it's not going to stand. And so it will have been a waste of your time and labor and effort and expense. Verse 12, if any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, 13, every man's work, if he has any, shall be made manifest. For the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. Now, some people's work spiritually is like gold and silver and precious stones. Some people's work spiritually, other people's work, is like wood and hay and stubble. And we're going to be rewarded in time to come based on our work, what we did. And many have read this and they thought, well, that means if it's wood, hay, and stubble, your works are not good enough for you to be saved, so you'll be lost and you'll go to hell. No, 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 no. Read the next verse. If any man's word abide, which he has built thereupon, what'll happen? What'll happen? He shall receive a reward. Verse 15, if any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss. Loss of what? His work, his time, his effort. It will have been for nothing. But he himself shall be saved. Come on, can you see this, friends? Yet so as by fire, he makes it in with himself, which sure beats going to hell.
Yeah.
Come on, how many would agree with that? Sure beats going to hell.
Yes, sir.
But it's not all you could have had.
Right.
I said it's not all you could have had.
Right.
In Revelation, just put this up for us, Revelation 14:13. Revelation 14:13. There's coming a time when all that we have done in this life is going to be tried by God's fire. And if it was done at the direction of the Spirit, it was done from a right heart and motive, it was done in faith and love, it was done in obedience, after the fire passes over it, it'll gleam like gold. Come on, are you listening? And silver. And precious stones. And according to what's there, we'll be rewarded and we'll receive inheritance. If you just came up with something on your own, and if it was just for you to be seen and noticed, and it wasn't God, and your heart wasn't right, and a bunch of stuff that wasn't right, when the fire hits it, it'll go up in smoke. Nothing will be left, because it wasn't real and substantial in spirit to start with. And I don't care if you worked on it for 50 years and spent $10 million on it, it's gone. And it doesn't mean a thing, and it'll never mean anything in the future, and you'll get no reward for what you did. How many understand we don't have 50 years to waste?
Amen.
Do we?
No.
On doing nothing stuff. But in Revelation 14, it brings this out in verse 13. He said, I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, write, blessed are they, or the dead rather, which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors. Is that working? 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 And what else happens? And their works do follow them. What we do in this life follows us out of this life, past this life. And it affects our future in the kingdom of God. We've got to stop thinking in such short term and begin thinking long term. Quit just thinking about making it to the end of the week or the end of the month or finishing the year. We need to be thinking, what I'm doing right now, how does that affect me in the kingdom of God 1,000 years from now or 10,000 years from now? You might say, man, I've wasted so much time and opportunity. Most people have. But you know what the good news is? Take a breath. You're alive. You got another day. You may have another week. You may have another year or 10 years. Do you, what could the Lord do in you and with you if you fully gave yourself to Him? And got serious about what's going on instead of just living life, getting up, going, coming back, cleaning the house, washing your hair, get up, do it again, and acting like you're going to do that forever when you're going to do that just a few more breaths and this is over. Said out loud, my works, will follow me. They go with me. Hallelujah. Oh, somebody say glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. I can see the wisdom of the Lord in our teams that we have here in the church. People have the wrong concept about church. They think church is just you come and sit and hear a message and you go back. But no. Ephesians says that God gave gifts unto men, talking about apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, for the perfecting of the saints. The Amplified says, so that they can do the work of the ministry. God's will is that every believer be involved in the work of the ministry and the building up of the church so that they get reward and that they qualify for time to come to rule and reign over inheritance in the kingdom. I'm sure if we really understood it, believers from every quadrant would be rushing every church and every ministry saying, let me help, let me help, let me do something. Let me have a part. Let me have a piece. But as it is, too many churches, they beg people to help. And, please, could you spare a minute? Please, could you spare a dime? You won't hear that here. It's a privilege to serve. The coming reward, the coming inheritance is amazing. And if you don't want to do it, if you don't desire it, then your heart disqualifies you anyway. And there'll be some. They're going to have piles of gold and silver and precious stones and their reward. You're going to hear when they announce their reward and inheritance, when the Lord does, you're going to hear a gasp across the crowd. People are going to, what? What? They're going to be over what? That used to be Australia. They're going to be over what? But there'll be many. They had no time. They had no money for the kingdom. They had no time for the kingdom. They were too busy making a living, being, you know, their family. Is this reality or not? Is the Bible reality or not? You can live for yourself. And doesn't mean you're lost. But it can mean that all the stuff that you did, when it's tested by God's fire, there was nothing to it. Nothing of meaning. Nothing for the kingdom. Nothing that lasts. I got good news, good news, good news. We're accepting on the teams right now. Right now. We can use hundreds of you in places all over the city. Let me ask you guys on the teams. Are you glad you're on a team? Are you happy about it? Do you feel like somebody's mistreating you? And, oppressing you. You see these guys out there in the cold today in the parking lot. I guarantee you they do not feel mistreated. Why? Nobody's going to be thinking about how cold it was when the rewards are passed out later. Come on, are you listening? That's going to be long ago forgotten. Nobody's going to be thinking about how it cut into my me time or my fishing or my golfing, because none of that will matter. All of that will be long, long gone. How many have a desire to not leave this world empty-handed? Not enter into the next life with nothing to show for this life. How many would like a long train of works following you? You come into heaven, and for the next 5 hours I hear clink, 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 clink. People think, what is that? That's some more boxcars of those works coming in behind them. Because they were a worker, man. I mean, they got up early. They stayed up late. They spit and were spit. They gave it all for the Lord and for the gospel. And so their works are many, and they follow them. Hallelujah. And the Lord's coming with His reward with Him. How many think this reward's going to be something to shout about? It's going to be when He shows it to you, when He reveals it to you. Does anybody think that when the Lord says, you've been faithful over a few things, I'm making you rule over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. You think anybody look at it and go, oh, okay. Great. Thanks. I'm telling you, you will shout. The angels will probably have to come peel you off the top of the something. You will shout. You'll go, what? What? Me? Me? That's mine? That's mine? That's mine? All of that is mine? That's mine? That's mine? 3 years later, you'll probably be going, that's mine? That's mine? What's yours? All of that. All of that. All of that. And I'll keep looking. All of it's all mine. It's my reward. God gave it to me. And it's not just for a 50-year lease. It's forever. It's forever. This is not a fairy tale. How many believe this is not a fairy tale? Don't take my word for it. If this sounds strange and new to you, go over these scriptures again. Study it out. Get it settled. I'm convinced if this is real to us, if we walked in the awareness of this truth, it would totally change the way we live. Every morning we get up, we think, I don't have many of these days left. Lord, what can I be doing that matters? And all you got to do, the Lord's not hiding these things from us. All you got to do is when opportunities come, don't pass them up. Opportunities come to serve, to give, to do anything for the gospel, anything for His church, anything for His kingdom, anything for His people, anything. Do not be too busy to do it. Don't be too occupied to do it.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Seeking the Kingdom, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.